AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. U.S. officials say they have information suggesting that that Russian jetliner that crashed in the Egyptian desert last weekend may have been brought down by a bomb.
According to a senior official briefed on the investigation, U.S. agencies have assembled what's being called preliminary evidence that the Islamic State group's Sinai affiliate managed to plant an explosive device on the plane. However, we're being cautioned forensic evidence is still being collected and analyzed, so this is not a definitive judgment.
AP correspondent Mark Smith reports Britain has also some evidence of a bomb on the plane and is now suspending flights to and from the Sinai Peninsula as a precaution. This just in from San Diego. Police say a man who fired shots today, preventing flights from landing at the city's airport, has surrendered peacefully and the flights have resumed. A police officer in Richmond, Kentucky, suffered life-threatening injuries today when he was shot in the head at an apartment while searching for a man suspected of trying to mug a woman in a gas station parking lot several hours earlier. Two students, one staffer and a vendor, were stabbed today at the University of California, Merced, before the attacker, a male student, was shot and killed by police. Students are stunned.
You hear about it, but when it actually happens to you, you're like, wow, this truly can happen to anyone, anywhere, at any time.
Police in Sacramento, California say they have arrested a 28-year-old man in the stabbing of U.S. Airman Spencer Stone last month. Stone was knifed three times in a fight near a bar in Sacramento. Stocks retreated modestly today after comments from Fed Chair Janet Yellen, who implied that policymakers at the central bank are still considering a raise in interest rates when they meet again in December. This is AP Radio News. Mets manager Terry Collins didn't win the World Series, but he has won a new contract.
3 days after the Mets season ended with a loss to Kansas City, the team rewarded Terry Collins for leading them to the National League pennant. The Mets held a club option on Collins for 2016, but instead gave him a two-year deal through the following year. The Mets reached the World Series for the first time since 1986. During the announcement about Collins, Mets general manager Sandy Alderson briefly fainted, then joked about it after. He was able to walk away and said not eating breakfast was the issue. Julie Walker, New York.
Voters in Pueblo County, Colorado, who boast the world's largest outdoor marijuana farm, have approved the world's first marijuana-funded college scholarship, $1,000 per year to each of two students selected. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.